Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. Hope you enjoy the show.
So, what's going on the island at the moment? What have we got to look forward to?
The Bryston Christmas Tree Festival.
Oh, I've heard of that. So, whereabouts in Bryston can we find it?
It's in various locations around Bryston.
Excellent. So, tell us a bit more about what's going on at the festival then.
It's a Christmas tree festival which has been going for 21 years now. You can go and see it. Over 200 beautiful decorations. Christmas trees. The trees can be found in three different locations. Parish Church, the Isle of Wight Pearl, the Methodist Chapel.
Excellent. So you can find them in different locations all across Bryston then. So is there any music going on? Is it Christmassy music?
There are music concerts, carol sings, bell rings, craft fairs and a mini market. Children also get the chance to meet Santa in East Grotto. Refreshments and a raffle ticket also available.
Okay, and usually I think the Bryston Tree Festival, I think it sort of stretches over sort of Mottiston way as well, doesn't it? So how can people get around to see everything?
There is a free park and ride service between the Military Road and Bryston Village, so you don't have to worry about missing anything.
Oh, brilliant, so a free park and ride service, that's fantastic. So when is it on? When's this festival? When can we go?
The Christmas Tree Festival opens from the 11th of December right up to the 2nd of January. It's open from 10 a.m. until 4 every day.
Excellent. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to go then. That's brilliant. So, is it free? What do you have to pay a fee to get in, or...?
The festival is completely free, but any donations are very welcome. For any questions, you can ring Chris Goodman, the festival organiser, on 741 166.
Excellent. Well, that sounds fantastic. That definitely sounds like something I'm going to go to. Especially if there's sort of mince pies on the go. You know, I like a mince pie. Okay, thanks for talking to us, Oscar.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Maisie. Now for the top 10 hit singles and albums of the week.
Number 10.
Dust Till Dawn by Zayn.
Number 9.
And Wolves by Selena Gomez and Marshmallow.
Number 8.
Rockstar by Pope Malone.
Number 7.
Branded by Your Grace by Stormzy.
Number 6.
Run Not Hot.
Man's Not Hot.
By
Shay.
Number 5. To Get Goodbyes by Sam Smith.
Number 4.
Perfect by Sharon.
Number 3.
Silence by Marshmallow.
Number 2.
Anywhere by Rita Ora.
Number 1.
Ivana by Camila Cabello.
Now for the top 10 albums. Number 10.
Diamond by Elton John.
Number 9.
Wembley of
Bus or, by Jeff Lainey's
Hello.
Number 8.
Reputation by Taylor Swift.
Number 7.
Love So Beautiful by Roy Orbison
with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Number 6.
Divide by Ed Sheeran.
Number 5.
Low in High School.
By Morrissey. Number 4.
Generation by Toko Myers.
Three.
Together Again by Michael Ball and Alfie.
Four.
Two. The Thrill of It All by Sam Smith.
Number 1.
The
Architect
by Pen and Faith.
Now a bit of Blood Brothers. Mickey, you're gonna be late. Where's me? Here's your bag, your sandwiches are in there. What are you looking for? You know what I'm looking for. Mickey, listen to me. Where's my tablets gone, Linda? Mickey, you don't need your tablets. Linda, Mickey, you're working now, we're living on our own. You gotta start making an effort. Give me Linda. You promised, I know I promised, but I can't do without them. I tried last week, I tried without them. By dinner time I was shaking and sweating so much I couldn't even work. Now give. Is that it then? You're just gonna stay in them forever? Linda, look, we managed to sort ourselves out this far, but what's the use if we sort ourselves out? Do you think I'm really stupid? What? I didn't sort nothing out, Linda. Not a job, not a house, nothing. It was just sweets and ciggies you gave me because I had none of my own. Now it's a job and a house. I'm not stupid, Linda. You sorted it all out. And you and Councillor Eddie Lyons. Now give me my tablets. I need them. And what about what I need? I need you. I love you. But Mickey, not when you got those inside you. When you take them, it's like I can't even see you. That's why I take them, so I can be invisible. Now give me my tablets, Linda.
Hi, it's Connor here. Latest figures show island tourism has dropped this year. David Thornton, boss of Visit Isle of Wight, has said between 1st of July and 30th of September, visitors to the island fell by around 42,000 when compared with last year's figures. He said, "It's been a story of two halves. Until the end of June, it was looking good, but we lost Festival, which previously attracted maybe 20,000 people. Then it started raining and didn't really help." However, Mr. Thornton adds that despite these declining figures, the number of first-time visitors to the island have been at their all-time high. A recent tourism survey carried out by business owners showed that many people blame the cost of the ferries for the falling tourism, and many said they were losing bookings due to their prices. Cost of promoting various festivals and events have also been taken into consideration. Mr. Thornton believes the survey has highlighted some areas his tourism website has already been addressing, particularly the need to focus on attracting returning visitors as well as new ones. He says more attention needs to be paid to the traditional tourism markets. "I think the island is a fantastic destination, and with so much to offer, let's hope things turn around for 2018. So, that's it from me this week. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, it's Olivia here. This week I'll be asking John some questions. So how are you doing, John?
Hi, looking forward to this.
Okay, first question, where would you like to go on holiday?
I'd love to go to Malta.
Ooh. Number two, what is your favourite lesson at school and why?
My favourite lesson was history, because I think there's so much to be learned from history. From the past, we should be able to look to the future.
Okay, if you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what could it be?
Bananas.
What could you not live without?
My dog.
Okay, and what did you want to be when you were little?
A fighter pilot in the Royal Air Force.
Ah, well, I just got heard that you're 70, are you?
Yes, yes.
So how does it feel to be 70 years old?
Yes, it's a bit of a watershed, I think, to be honest. Yes, a bit of a watershed. Obviously, the day after, so you don't feel any different. But you get funny things like they send through to you about you have to renew your driving licence.
Yeah.
I'd never even thought about that. It just comes through the post. And that it makes you think and... Yes, it's a bit of a watershed.
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking all of my questions, John.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Marion.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good, yes, you look well.
How are you?
Yeah,
too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, now this week, I know you'll remember this. Do you remember the old-fashioned school desks?
I do, indeed. What were the ones with the flip?
Yeah, they sort of flipped up.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Yeah.
We used to have them in my old secondary school for the first year, and we had, put the desks, we had single desks.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were really bad, our teacher used to make us sit next to a boy.
What?
Where's that come from?
Because she used to put the desks together,
mm-hmm.
and at 11 and 12,
yeah.
We couldn't bear to be sitting next to a boy.
I see.
So our punishment was that you had to sit next to a boy. So the girls would have to all sit next to a boy, and we'd go, oh no. But yeah, I remember them very well.
So Isabel, how often did you sit next to a boy?
Only once.
Oh, I don't believe you, not for a second. I really don't.
No. Only once.
Okay.
Was I naughty?
We were the same. We had these flap desks. Did you keep your desk tidy?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
You did because it gave
It had all compartments, so it was easy to.
Yeah, and you kept everything inside, didn't you? From ruler to all the work, everything.
Yeah, that's it. It was very good. Yeah.
Do you know what I've got? Heaven only knows why, but my dad made me an old style desk.
Did he?
And I've still got it.
Oh.
It is actually in the garage, but it flaps up, and I've got the chair, and this is from when I was a child.
Oh.
But I can't imagine why he made one for me. But I have still got it. Now, you were saying you've got an old-style desk as well.
Yeah, I use it in my front room so that I've got my computer on it.
Yeah.
And it's an old school desk. It's either a teacher's desk, it looks more like, but I can't imagine it could be, because when you open the drawer, there's all scribbles and people's names all written in biro.
Brilliant.
So it was a school that was throwing out all their furniture and said, help yourself.
Yeah.
So I did.
Good.
But I painted it.
Oh, did you? What colour?
Light blue and white.
Oh, that's interesting. I tell you what I did see when I went to Brighton. One of the cafes there used them for sitting outside, a seating area.
Ah.
I thought that was really novel.
Yeah, were they painted?
No, they were just natural wood.
Oh, no, I put chalk paint, because they had ink and people's writing on it, so I sanded it down and just chalk painted it.
Oh, right. Yeah. So it looks smooth and lovely.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if it looks lovely, but yeah. I like it.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing. Yeah. Oh, it's really interesting. And I don't believe you for a second. You only sat next to a boy for one occasion.
Oh, yeah, because they were horrible.
What school did you go to? Not the same as me.
Well, it was a Catholic, very strict Catholic school, so you couldn't be naughty.
No, well, I wasn't naughty.
Well,
anyway, what's that? What are we going to say?
I was going to say, well, you didn't get to sit next to a boy then.
Well, I don't know. James, how are you today?
Bad at the moment.
Oh, you're not feeling too great?
No.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Now, you're the person to talk to about wrestlers.
Yeah.
I saw a film at the weekend called The Scorpion King, and I noticed it had Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember he used to be quite big in wrestling, but I think he's probably more well-known now as an actor than he is a wrestler. What do you think about famous wrestlers becoming movie stars?
If that's what I'm going to do now, then that's Troy. Not the arch way, that I'm going to do it, that I'm going to do.
Yeah?
That's right.
So do you like sort of movies with wrestlers in?
Make it different.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So what are your sort of favourite films with sort of wrestlers in? What ones have you seen?
Mainly The Rock, obviously, funny as well.
Yeah.
And the one I think of him in it is basically, what the film? Oh, yeah, Ancient Intelligence. That's a fun film. That's a funny film.
Is he quite funny in that?
Yeah.
And does he do any sort of fighting or wrestling or anything? Oh, that sounds interesting. So, are there any good films with wrestlers coming out soon? That you know of? Any coming out of the cinema soon?
Not that I know of,
any sort of action films?
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, okay. Well, I shall keep an eye out for future movies.
Mm.
Thanks for chatting today, James. Thank you. Bye.
Is that a hit from the Drunk in Georgia? Bye from Olivia, me, Carl, Oscar, myself, Jane. Have a good week. Make sure you're listening next week.